The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Jess's Tech Takeover.
Yes, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, is with me now to talk about Scattered Spider. Is that right?
Yes.
Who are they? What are they? What is that?
This is they're reported to be one of the most dangerous, prolific hacking groups in the world. And what's interesting is their history and their modus operandi. So you might remember, those of you who listen around the clock to News Talk, I was on with Shane and Kira on Monday's News Talk breakfast with an update on the outage of the Marks and Spencer's websites. So Marks and Spencer's, they were targeted by a cyber attack last Monday. They took their websites offline. Their workers who were sort of behind the scenes workers were told to work from home. Some stores reported shortages because they basically put the kibosh on all online operations.
Yeah. And I heard Kira didn't want to cover the shortage in Spain. It was just Marks and Spencer's.
Her little leopard print chinos.
Forget the Iberian Peninsula. M&S is out.
I'm telling you, the posh dogs. But there was a lot of talk about, and that's the food, not Kira, just FYI. There was a lot of talk about what is the reason behind this. And the CEO of Marks & Spencer sent out an email saying that they paused all this. There was a lot of talk about a ransomware attack, which we're only too familiar with in this country because of what happened to the HSE. But now it looks like this organization called Scattered Spider is behind it. So I've been looking into them, and this is an incredible operation. They are thought to be young adults or teenagers from the UK and the US. And they use particular methods to get into systems. One of the most high profile cases that they have been associated with and that saw members of their group being locked up was the hack of Caesars Entertainment and MGM Resorts. So if you've ever been to Las Vegas, you'll be very, very familiar with the Caesars Palace operation and the MGM Resorts. They hacked into the system and got a ransom of a reported $15 million. They initially had locked the system and the ransom ask was for $30 million to restore the network. But it's reported that Caesars paid $15 million, which is a significant amount of money, I think we'd all agree.
Yeah.
Some of the members of this group are reported to be as young as 16 years of age.
What would they do with that money?
They wouldn't even know. Members have been arrested. There have been several arrests made in the US and in Europe. But this is an agile body that can adapt to members leaving, members coming in. They can work anywhere. As we've said before, it's like catching smoke, trying to track these things down. But what they do and what a lot of hackers do is they exploit the human vulnerabilities. And that is one of the biggest things that we all have in common, is that we're human and that we can be flawed. So things like social engineering, they will study the actions of the staff. They will identify patterns in people's behavior. They will bombard, they will infiltrate SIM cards and try to get the phone operators and the phone networks to be basically have a swap of the authentic number versus the scammer's number, thus sending two-factor authentication codes to the scammers and to the hackers, giving them access to systems. Now, we have no confirmation that this group is the body behind the M&S attack. Mm. But there are an awful lot of cybersecurity experts who would analyse sort of the fingerprints, the digital fingerprints of groups like this.
Yeah.
And they're saying that many of the arrows do point to this cohort. I just think it's freaky and it's very interesting that it is such young people.
Yeah.
That it is a financial, obviously enough, a financially motivated attack, and that there is the precedent of them receiving payment as well.
Yeah, I mean, 15 million quid, that is a huge, huge payout.
For
I don't know
job.
How many Percy Pigs they have to give from M&S to get them to...
And a call on the caterpillar.
restart the system. Anyway, listen, the nature of these, I guess, is that, I mean, do you actually join the organisation, or is it that you just kind of decide you're affiliated with, you know? So do we know?
A lot of the groups, they tend to operate deep down in parts of the internet that you and I would never even know about. And people do get infiltrated. I've also heard examples, not necessarily with Scattered Spider, but with other groups, where people are recruited because their digital skills conversational, the conversations that happen on certain forums, people will be recruited to join. The thing that links back to what we've been talking about quite a lot over the last few while is the artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
There are reports that certain unsophisticated gangs are now turning to generative AI and asking it to write code to execute a cyber attack.
Oh, no way.
Yes. I was at an event not that long ago and somebody from PwC gave an example where he ended up being involved to try and infiltrate a hack that was ongoing. And it turned out that it had been generated by generative AI.
So you don't even need to have these skills anymore.
No.
You can get the AI to do it for you.
Yeah. And what's really bad and scary about that is that, and I don't mean this in a sort of adoring way, but the sophisticated cyber attackers, they know how to not only execute the ransomware or whatever the cyber attack is, they also know how to retract out of the system without causing any damage. If you have someone who is not sophisticated and not well versed in the world of cyber hacking and cyber attacking, they can end up causing sort of consequential ramifications. They could end up destroying data. They could end up sharing data. There can be all of these domino effects, I suppose, and they wouldn't have, again, the moral code or whatever it may be of the sophisticated gangs. Mm. So in some ways, you're better off keeping with the legitimate gangs rather than these unsophisticated people dipping their toe into the world of AI and causing serious havoc.
All right. So that is who Scattered Spider are. Your tech tip this week, Jess, is what?
Please, please, please get a digital food thermometer.
Okay.
I've seen some dodgy looking barbecues over the last few days on the Instagram. People, I just get freaked out when it comes to cooking food and a digital thermometer.
That doesn't surprise me now.
Which bit?
That you get freaked out.
I'm great crack.
Sure.
I was going to call you something there.
Has anyone checked the temperature inside that chicken?
It's very close to swearing.
Invited
at you there.
Jess. Harry insisted she come back. I couldn't say no to him, you know.
Anyway, if you want to be cool like me, make sure your chicken is cooked. Get a digital thermometer.
Do you bring your own barbecues and stick it into your food?
Obviously, I do.
Yeah, I know the answer. Why? Is yes.
Because I'm a responsible adult. So get one and don't get food poisoning because it's gross.
All right. Okay, that is a good tech tip. What's your tech rec?
I listened to a podcast that I absolutely loved over the last number of days. It's called Stalked by BBC Sounds.
Okay.
And it is co-presented by Carol Cowalder, who's one of the most prolific tech journalists. She's the woman who broke the Cambridge Analytica scandal all those years ago. But it's her interviewing her ex-stepdaughter.
Okay.
Yes. And her ex-stepdaughter was stalked online extensively for many, many years.
Wow.
And this tells the story of the lengths the stalker went to hound and harass her, the implications it had on her, her family, her friends, her relationships. And then they also tried to track down the stalker.
Oh, wow. Don't give anything away.
I'm not giving nothing away. But it is so well done. It's just one of the most compelling podcasts I've heard in quite a while. It's called Stalked. It's a BBC Sounds production. All of the episodes are available right now. So do what I did and binge them and just thoroughly enjoy it.
Stalked. It's a BBC Sounds. Available wherever you get your podcast. Jess Kelly with another Tech Takeover. We will talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.